with you lifts me from the ground. And I forget every thought or question I may have found.
Hello and welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. I'm your host, Chris Bowser. So, we're going to do today what we typically do in the industry of podcasting called a hard reset. I'm going to give you guys some information about me that maybe you didn't already know. Hard reset time. My name is Chris Bowser, and I am your host. Who am I? Well, about 2.5 years ago, I started a podcast with one of my friends called Pop Culture Point Counterpoint. It ran for a better part of 50 episodes over the course of about a year, and, well, we really enjoyed it. After that, I decided that I wanted to do my own podcast, and I started looking for things that I could do, coming up with different ideas. I could talk by myself for a long time, but that seemed like it'd be really boring, and I really wanted to try to do some interviews. So, looking it up, I realized there was no Kickstarter podcast, and I love Kickstarters. I'm really into media, like, it's one of my favorite things. Also, inventions and things like that always really interest me. So, I was just looking through Kickstarter for fun pretty frequently back then. So I decided, well, what the hell, let's combine these two things. People want to be able to talk about their Kickstarter, and I want to be able to provide a forum for them to be able to do it. Thus, Kickstarter of the Week was born. What do we do here? Well, every week I choose an interesting Kickstarter, and by interesting I mean something that interests me, and I interview the person who's putting it on. At the end of every episode, we go through and we talk about all the Kickstarters that are currently running that I had previously interviewed. That's pretty much it. It's really not that in-depth. What it is it normally runs between 20 and 25 minutes. And when a Kickstarter finishes, I try and bring the person back on to talk about how the experience went and what's next for it. Last week we had two of those. This week, unfortunately, we have none. But at the end, we'll do some wrap-ups and talk about where everybody is and how everything's going. So, who am I talking to today? Tired of listening to me talk, I'm sure. So, today I'm talking with Lorian Barlow. And she's with Hard Hatted Woman, which is a documentary about women who are working in the blue-collar construction trades. It's pretty interesting stuff. They have a video on here. The video is about 5 minutes long, and lots of stills, lots of information on their Kickstarter. I couldn't recommend going and checking it out further. I get into it more during the interview, but it's some pretty interesting stuff for women who obviously are in the minority of something. So go ahead and have a listen to the interview. As for the musician for this week, you'll notice that it's more 3 Cent Stamp. Yes, we had them on last week as our featured musician and as the interview. I love this band. These guys are awesome. So I asked them at the end of our interview last week if I could use them for this week's featured musician again, because I am all about their music, and I'm also the person who puts on this podcast, so that means I get to choose the music. Go ahead and enjoy them, and check out 3 Cent Stamp. And if you haven't listened to last week's, listen to them. They're very, very informed, intelligent people who play some interesting instruments in interesting ways. But without further ado, let's go ahead and talk with Lorian Barlow.
I inch up your leg like a plan to the sun, and stop for a heartbeat where we become one. The scent of you fills me as I travel to your ear. With every move you make, you draw me in so near.
Hello and welcome to Kickstarter of the Week. I'm your host, Chris Bowser. With me today, I have Lorian. How are you doing today?
I'm great, thanks.
And you're with the project Hard Hatted Women, which is a documentary.
That's right. It's Hard Hatted Woman, actually.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hard Hatted Woman. Can you tell me a little bit about the film?
Sure. It's about women in the construction trades. For several decades now, women have been less than 3% of the workforce, the national construction workforce, and it's sort of been a longstanding issue that we just can't seem to increase those numbers for women, even though the skilled trades are really great, high-paying jobs. So the film is really looking at questions of why this has been such a difficult field for women to break into and what we can do about it.
Okay, so how long have you been working on this project then? Because you have a video up on your Kickstarter now that's about 5 to 6 minutes long, so it looks like you have quite a bit of information about it already.
Yeah, I've been developing it actually for 2 years. And it took about, I guess, 3 to 6 months for me to feel really confident to move forward with shooting it. I spent those months really researching the topic quite in depth, talking to a lot of tradeswomen, and reading as much as I could about it. So yeah, I started shooting about 18 months ago.
Wow. So this is definitely a passion project for you then.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a labor of love, as they say.
There's just a quick editor's note right here. There was a little bit of trouble with the Skype call, so I cut it and edited it and tried to get it as good as I could. But some areas are just going to sound a little wonky, just kind of the way it goes over Skype sometimes. So bear with us, and sorry for the issue.
So is there a story behind it? Did you have a family member that was in the trade, something that drew you towards this?
You know, it was really just I had a friend who was a carpenter for a while and talked about her experience about being field and ultimately left it and pursued something else. So her shelf called Alone in a Crowd, Tradeswomen Tell Their Stories. And shelf that made it up, started reading, film basically jumped off the page at me. I couldn't believe that this was something that really had never been covered in a feature-length documentary film. So I was at a good point in my life, really, I was at a jumping off point, and it just seemed like the right time to take it on.
Great. I was just about ready to ask you that, because in your Kickstarter, you say that's a feature-length documentary. So how long are you planning on making it? It's going to be over 90 minutes, then, I would say, right?
Yeah, 90 minutes is kind of a number that's out there. I did speak to a few people, however, that said for if you ever want to consider the broadcast audience, that they're really looking for something that can be cut to 60 minutes. So I was told that kind of aiming for 75 is a good number. But of course, it's really not until post-production that that the story really tells you how long it wants to be. But exactly. 75 to 90 is what I'm aiming for.
Makes sense. So what are you planning on doing with the film then? Are you going to do some of the documentary independent scene, try and get it in theaters or digital release?
In theaters is obviously the hope and the dream. I figure, take it to festivals and try to create some buzz around it, introduce audiences to it, and I'd love to just meet distributors and see where they, can envision the film going. But theatrical release would be amazing, of course.
It is always the dream, but festivals is a better way to get your name out there, especially if you're trying to get it televised. So, how much is already filmed, if any?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of footage. The number I put out on the Kickstarter was about 40% of the story, and I think that's probably right. I'm always sort of looking for the pieces that are still not, that I still haven't gotten, and sort of editing in my head as I go all the time. I do have a loose sort of narrative structure, but a lot of it sort of comes together as you go. I think the real creative work comes in at post-production when you kind of look at all the ingredients you've gotten and figure out what you can, whether they're telling the story that you need them to tell. So I think that's the interesting part of documentary filmmaking, is it's very interactive and malleable.
Great. So then you're planning on doing all the editing yourself?
Yeah, I'm so obsessive compulsive that I really have to do it myself. I think it would just be torture for an editor to work with me. I do have, however, Jenny McCormick is a fantastic editor, and we work really, really well together. And she's sort of the technical whiz of the two of us. So I typically for the work that we've done together, typically I'll pull the cut together, and then if I'm running into any issues or need some really fine level tweaking, I'll go to Jenny. But yeah, it's usually just me and Final Cut.
Oh, wow. Okay. Oh, good stuff. So it said on the Kickstarter that you had gone through parts of New York, but what other cities are you planning on going to? Because it says a big portion of the money is going towards travel. So where are the other destinations that you plan on hitting?
Yeah. I really considered in the beginning, given the budget that I was pretty sure I'd be working with, which is a limited budget. I considered, could I make this film just in New York City? And I decided definitely not. You know, this is a national movement. Women have very different experiences in different regions of the country. And there are tradeswomen organizations throughout the country that have been a vital force in shaping the movement. And they have their own leaders and their own sort of demographic. So I decided to sort of take it on the road, and I've been to Pittsburgh, I've been to San Francisco, Portland, Oregon has a great organization there that puts a lot of women into the trade, so the Pacific Northwest is on the map, Portland specifically, and I have a character in Missouri, St. Louis, Missouri, that that I'm hoping to get out there too. I've just been waiting for the funding, but she's amazing. And I've basically identified some of these women that, you know, I've been building a relationship with and have incredible stories, and have shot most of the New York footage that I need, and really just now waiting for the funding to finish the story, get the other characters in other parts of the country.
Well, then I got to ask you, how do you find these people? Because I would think that this is something that most women in the trades industry wouldn't want to come out and talk about.
You know, that's actually not true. I think okay. I've spent a lot of time networking with tradeswomen. You know, social media has been a fantastic way to connect with them. But I really started early on just making cold calls and talking about film, what I wanted to do with it, and, you know, getting contacts from there, and one thing leading to another. And so, yeah, I mean, there are so many women across the country. They all have incredible stories. And in a way, it's painful to think, oh, gosh, I have to choose, you know, five to represent this, you know, extremely diverse group. But in fact, I find that their stories have more in common than they do. There's more similarities than differences. There is kind of a universal theme, I find, in their experience. So, it was really just finding the right sort of balance and diversity of characters. But it has been interesting sort of reaching out and talking to lots of women and getting a sense of who might be really right to sort of carry the story as a main character.
I would think, just as somebody who doesn't know very much about this topic, I would think that they'd be afraid of persecution from the male counterparts for speaking out about something like this.
Retaliation. Yeah. I've had a few definitely moments on camera during interviews where, you know, my subject will pause and really try to figure out what they want to say or how to phrase it. There is definitely some delicate issues there. But on the whole, I have found that women do really want to tell this story and share their personal experiences. And a lot of them are positive as well. I mean, this is sort of an issue that has both light and dark in it, and I really try to bring a balance in that sense. So it's not all just, you know, digging for some of the more negative aspects of the work, but really trying to figure out why these women are in it still and why they came to it and what keeps them going.
Well, that's great. Well, on that note then, where can people find you? Are you on Twitter, Facebook, email, anything like that?
My Facebook presence is probably the strongest, and I'm most diligent at maintaining that. And it's a great way for me to connect to the tradeswomen themselves and really have contact and conversation with them. I'm not a huge fan of Twitter, haven't been great with it, but I do have a Twitter account as well. But yeah, I would say Facebook is my strongest platform so far.
And how can they reach you on those?
It's Hard-Hatted Woman on Facebook, and Twitter is at Hard-Hatted Woman.
Everybody go check out the Kickstarter, Hard-Hatted Woman. Check out the video, read through everything. It's got a lot of information on it. And I got to say, you're one of the few that actually breaks down exactly what you're planning on doing with every single dollar. And I really appreciate that.
Oh, that's good. Here.
a lot of people, they give you, we need $30,000 for what? We're not going to tell you. But if you want to invest in something, you know, you gotta see what's going to happen with it. So.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
So go check them out. Lorianne, I wanted to thank you very much for your time. And if you're available, once the Kickstarter is finished, would you like to do a follow-up interview, see what's going on, what the next step is?
Yeah, absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being on.
Thank you, Chris. It was fun.
And for you, I would fly for the chance to be lost in you and the dance. I move uncontrollably, roll. skin. To the whispering words that you speak to me from within, I have only your touch and the solid ground beneath me. It takes me away.
All right, good interview, good times, and we're back with more. Thank you again, Lorian, for being on, and check out Hard-Headed Woman. Let's go ahead and take a look at where everybody is who we had previously talked to. Now, for those who are wondering what the clicking in the background is, well, it's the clicking of my mouse. It really shouldn't be that big of a shocker to you, I guess I should say. What it is it's just me clicking as I'm going through stuff, because contrary to popular belief, my memory isn't quite sharp enough in order to maintain all these numbers all at once. So, we have already talked about Super last week, as well as Beer Brewmaster, so let's go ahead and jump into another one that's ended. We have the Black Watchmen game and comic book. These guys ended just a couple days ago, and they got $46,701, coming in almost $7,000 over their goals. 366 backers, that is astonishing. This is great. It is completely funded, so our first three Kickstarters of the week have all been funded. These guys look so interesting. If you guys haven't already gone check them out, just type in the Black Watchmen into your Google. It'll pop up, and there's more information about them out there. Looks really interesting, and congratulations, guys, for getting funded. Let's go ahead and move on. We got a Reassembly. Reassembly is ending very, very soon at the time of this recording. As of right now, well, I'm not going to get this out by the time they end, so let's just go ahead and say that they are funded. Yes, they have been funded. The final total, I'm not sure, but $34,711 is where I'm at as of right now, with almost 2,000 backers. That is astonishing. Way to do it, guys. Not only have they met their pledge, but they I'm thinking they might be able to get to their first stretch goal of $35,000 here in the next couple hours before it closes out. So congratulations. Check out Reassembly by Indie Voyage. Not the actual name of the company that's putting it out, but check them out. It's good stuff. A couple weeks back, we had The Doodler, a short documentary. As of right now, they have 6 days left to go. They have earned $1,098. Congratulations, Brian. Congratulations, the entire crew of Doodler. The Doodler, a documentary. They have successfully been funded. They're only asking for $1,000. They're doing it all for free, but pretty cool stuff. It's really not that cool, but it's about a serial killer who killed a lot of gay guys in the 70s. But I'm really glad that they got themselves funded. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't be pushing harder and getting these guys a couple extra bucks. This is just the first start for them. They don't have any additional reach goals listed yet, but I'm sure that they'll get into it. It looks like they just beat the $1,000. So hopefully we'll see that go up. If not, check it out. They have a cool video up there. Next up, we got 3 Cent Stamp, the musicians from last week, this week, and we had an interview with them last week also. They are getting closer. They're at $4,175. Super interesting music. If you guys check out their Kickstarter, they have samples of 5 different songs as well as 2 videos, and they have various other things for you to check out. We got Hard-Headed Woman so far. They're 52% funded with $13,215 with 21 days left to go at the time of this recording. Can't stress any more that you guys should jump on, take a look at this. Even if you don't plan on funding for it, just go and read. I mean, Lorian put so much time and effort into it. It's super apparent by, they have graphs, they have pictures, they have videos on here. I mean, they have the money breakdown. How rare is it on Kickstarter that you see them where they actually have the denominations? We will spend this much money on this. We will spend this much money on this. I mean, it's people who have taken the time to really think out exactly what their Kickstarter is going to be. And I personally admire that greatly. It makes me want to give them some of my money too, because I can say to myself, wow, these guys have really spent the time to think about how exactly they're going to do this. And there's, we've all heard the stories, right, about, oh, well, I paid money and then nothing ever came for it. There's even a disclaimer on the Kickstarter site saying, like, hey, if it doesn't happen, it's not our fault. Don't come after us. But when somebody takes this amount of time and it's such an important project, you know that this is going to go through. So I would say go check it out. It's not so much about the pledges and rewards, but it's more about getting this information out there for the masses to check out. So go check it out. Enjoy. if you don't want to look at any of the Kickstarters, you know what you can do? You can email me. Be like, I don't know which one to look at, Chris. They all sound so interesting, but I only have about 45 seconds to actually look at one of them. Which one should I do? And I'll respond to you. You can email me at kickstarterthoweek@gmail.com. Or you can check me out on Twitter at KickstarterOTW, like of the week, KickstarterOTW. I'm also on Facebook. Just look me up on there. Type it in. You can check out my kind of crappy-looking graphic. So, yeah, it's good stuff. Why should you do that, though? Well, I try and do updates every couple of days. I was trying to say every day, but I fell behind. So now it's just every couple of days where it's new, interesting Kickstarters. I retweet some stuff from the people who we have been talking to and keep you guys in the loop about everybody. So check it out. And thanks for listening to Kickstarter of the Week. I really do appreciate it. You guys have been great to me so far. I've been getting a decent amount of fan mail. I've been getting some followers on Twitter. I've been getting some information from Facebook. And all I can say is that you guys out there, you're making it a fairly successful podcast. So I can't thank you enough. If you like the sound of my voice and you want to hear me yell a lot more, also swear a lot more. This is a clean podcast. The other one I do, not so much. That's an understatement. You can jump over and check out my other podcast, Pop Culture Point Counterpoint, where me and my co-host Alex Boyer yell about pop culture, typically movies, music, TV, comic books, video games. But we also talk about beer and Oreo cookies and all sorts of fun stuff like that. So check out everything that you want to and nothing that you don't. Thank you for your time, and thank you for listening to Kickstarter of the Week. And tune back in next week for another great Kickstarter.